In March 2021, East Cleveland police officers chased the car for 26 minutes. They followed it on three interstate highways until the driver crashed in downtown Cleveland. Cleveland.com and The Plain Dealer examined the department's 105 chases in the first 4 months of 2021. They were mainly due to minor traffic infractions such as tinted windows, license plate violations, speeding, or running a red light. We published nearly a dozen stories in September on the destruction wrought by the chases. People have died, residents have been traumatized, and no one can sue the city because it's broke. Now, over four episodes, this special podcast called Chase will bring you interviews with the drivers and the city's police chief, as well as the sound of a chase from inside a police car. We'll first examine the case of Andre Rogers, who was pursued in a wild chase across Cleveland and its suburbs because someone had reported the car stolen out of Cleveland. This is how the chase went. The chase started around 11:30 a.m. on a Tuesday. An officer ran the license plate of a car while it was parked at a home on East 146th Street. Police body cam footage showed about six officers initiated in the chase. One officer blared heavy metal music as he barreled down residential streets and interstate highways. He followed Rogers through residential roads in East Cleveland before heading north on Eddy Road to Interstate 90. Rogers drove on to Interstate 480 westbound, then briefly exited the highway before he got back on and headed east. The reckless driving continued as he swerved into a lane that was blocked off for construction, sending orange barrels into the air and into traffic. A police supervisor never terminated the pursuit. It eventually reached Brook Park Road, a busy area filled with businesses. Rogers and officers ran several red lights as they swerved around traffic. Speeds went as high as 70 miles per hour. Another officer stopped to get gas in the middle of the pursuit. While he was pumping the gas, he had a chat with the customer.
Hey, this is the first time you've seen somebody filling a cruiser during a chase. Yeah, we're in a pursuit. Great, I ran out of gas. Ain't that something?
The customer proceeded to ask the officer why they were pursuing the vehicle.
I have no idea. We've been chasing him for a minute, though.
At a point, the officer hit a bump during the chase. Video showed him yelling what some believed was a racial slur.
Oh, that was my drink, you f***! God, that's my f***ing drink! Watermelon, f***! God, you f***ing hunk of s***!
East Cleveland Police Chief Scott Gardner denied the statement was racist. Gardner said the officer spilled a watermelon-flavored drink. At one point during the chase, the officer answered a phone call.
Hello? Hello? It's kind of a terrible time. I'm chasing the car. Call back.
Rogers crashed into a pole in downtown Cleveland before he got out and tried to run away. Officers called and arrested him. Rogers later pleaded guilty to failing to comply with the order of a police officer, attempted receiving stolen property, and drunken driving. He was sentenced to 18 months on probation. These chases are almost routine in East Cleveland, nearly one each day. My colleague Adam Faris spoke with Carol Moore, who was involved in a crash that came at the end of an East Cleveland police chase. She was in the car with her son headed to the grocery store. They were sitting at a red light near St. Clair and 110th Street in Cleveland when their car was rear-ended by a vehicle that was being chased by East Cleveland police. Moore didn't see any flashing lights or hear any sirens.
Boom, all of a sudden. And we were so out of it, we couldn't even believe that it was up. The car was towed.
Moore's new 2016 Chevy Trax was wrecked. She and her son were injured and the ambulance took them to the hospital.
It was just unreal. He fractured his leg, his knee, and I ended up with, I don't know what you might call it, with my neck and back. You know, it's very bad.
Moore is retired, but she works part-time at a nursing home. She missed 3 weeks of work because of the crash. Police told Moore that the driver who crashed into her SUV had drugs in his car and was speeding. But Moore doesn't think speeding was enough for her car to be rear-ended at 11 a.m. on a Sunday.
The police should not be chasing people up and down these streets. They should not be doing that. Because it's so easy to get a person killed. You know, we could have been killed on that corner.
She found a lawyer, but Moore was told that they couldn't take the case because even if they won, the city is so broke it wouldn't be able to pay a judgment. Moore says she continues to reflect on the crash. Now she can't stop looking in the rearview mirror when she's driving. I'm Olivia Mitchell, and on the next episode of Chase, we will discuss the non-enforcement of the Tamia Chapman Law in East Cleveland. Reporting for this episode was assisted by Adam Faris, Haley Wimington, and John Coniglia.